Good morning. You listen to FloridaAlley.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Miller McNamara, the owner of Jimmy Lyle's Flooring Gallery in Rosewood, Mississippi. And I think you have a location in Alexandria, Louisiana, right?
That's correct. If you're looking at the map, look at Jackson, Mississippi. We're right there. We're right next to the Capitol. And then we do have the other location in Alexandria, Louisiana.
How you doing?
Doing good. It's been a up and down year. The first of the year for us was great. We were doing fine up until middle of June, end of June, and then July hits and everybody wants to go on vacation. I've seen a lull here in the last week or two, but that's to be expected. I've talked to a lot of people that say July is one of the slower times for floor covering because people are doing their summer trips. Everybody's out of school.
Let's tell a little bit of your story. We did a best practices on you in November of 2022, if anybody wants to go back and look at it. You got into this business by acquiring T.J. Anderson's business, Jimmy Lyle's, and he had joined the NFA. You're still a member of the NFA. That means you're one of the best because most people know to be in the NFA, you got to be doing $10 million or better annually in flooring. And I wanted to talk to you today because you've continuing to expand, and you're adding fabrication, so you're diversifying. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, got into the industry in 2019, bought it in 2022, and we were predominantly did. It was Jimmy Lyle's Carpets, changed it to Jimmy Lyle's Flooring, but we've just expanded on the tile and countertops. We started selling countertops in April of 2022. And outsourcing all of our labor. I knew that had to come to a head at some point just because you don't get the best price. So I figured we got to get this in-house. And for about 3 years, I was looking for a fab shop. I knew there was one, two buildings behind us, JTM Stone and Tile, that had been around forever and really mirrored what we did, a little higher end good. Didn't do all the spec work that you needed to do. They hand polish everything. They're really good with brittle material. A lot of high end sales from proximity to where we are. It's two buildings behind us. It's a 24,000 square foot warehouse with a fab shop connected. I think this is a no-brainer for us to take on that. I think we become very, very competitive. You send your client in here and you're going to get one invoice. It's a one-stop shop. We can refinish your whole kitchen. We can refinish all your bathrooms, your vanities, all your floor covering, your carpet upstairs, your carpet in the bedrooms, area rugs. We bind and serge on site. I really think it makes us more competitive and it'll be fun. There's going to be a learning curve figuring out what your cost, what your price is, but I think it'll work out in the long run.
So you're going to be doing granite and quartz?
Quartz, quartzite, granite, marbles. And we'll sell most of everything through the Jimmy Lyle's location, which is, again, two buildings in front of this one. You know, designers, builders, contractors, even retail needs to go look at a slab warehouse. They don't have to travel to Louisiana. There's only a few big slab warehouses in Jackson or in the Jackson metro area. And it'll be something where you don't have to go to Triton in New Orleans.
You're going to integrate this. This will be part of Jimmy Lyle's. You're not going to keep it separate.
Well, the labor will be separate. Jimmy Lyle's flooring will house and buy all the material just to keep inventory, you know, connected to our salespeople. And then labor will be run through. It's going to be called JTM Stone.
All right. That's an interesting investment and diversity and mix. What else are you doing right to outpace the norm when it comes to flooring sales during this soft time?
You know, I think we've got a good staff. We've got several that have been here for 30 years, and then we've got some new faces that have worked at other places that have come on board and have been in the industry for 15 to 20 years. So we have a good rapport when it comes to builders and designers. We've kind of diversified having just retail-only salespeople. We've got builder salespeople. They call them builders. And then we've diversified in the commercial market, something we weren't very heavy into, but we are getting a lot heavier into. In the commercial world in Mississippi right now is booming. Mississippi is in a boom. We're very, very attractive to big business. And there are a lot of people moving here. It's a non-union state, the right to work. It just benefits very well for businesses. So there's a huge Amazon plant that's coming in. Continental Tire came in. There's just a lot of things that are happening for Mississippi and around the Jackson metro area that the commercial world is booming right now. And we're just trying to get a lick of that. That's what's keeping us going this year. If it wasn't for that, retail's just soft. It's just up and down. I think the housing market and the way interest rates are, you see all the kids and families that locked in their interest in the COVID period at a 2.5 to 3, they'd be silly to sell their house until interest comes down. So we're waiting for that rebound. And I think it's soon. You know, I think a lot of people in Washington are playing politics. Hopefully we'll get interest rates down and in the retail market going again.
All right. So let me ask you real quick. You going to the Alaska trip this fall, the NFA trip?
Yes. Can't wait. My wife and I are going to see the NFA members. Gotten to love that group. There is a lot of knowledge. I look to take away something every single time. In fact, Jason Wagner with ICC Floors, when I was entertaining buying JTM, contacted him and said, hey, man, how do you price these things? How do you price labor? We went through a long period of time and working together, and he sent me over some information that has helped. So it's really, really a great group of people that are like-minded, and they want to be the best of the best when it comes to floor sales. I know the group has gotten into the commercial sales pretty good bit, and a lot of them are starting to get into fabrication. So we're all growing together and very excited to be in Alaska.
All right, Miller, it's great to talk to you. I appreciate you updating our listeners. Again, been talking to Miller McNamara, the owner of Jimmy Lyle's Flooring Gallery, and you've been listening to Kemp Harr and FloridaAlley.net.